the James Suckling Podcast. Wine ratings, reports, interviews, and more.
Suckling, good to see you.
Let's talk about the vintage first, because I'm tasting 2020 and 2021. 2020 was a pretty warm vintage, right? It was a pretty hot vintage for even for Chile. So can you just start maybe, let's start with 2020, then let's move on to 2021.
Sure. Well, you're right. Overall, 2020 was quite warm. Moderate yield, which makes a difference compared with 17. That was also very hot, but with very small crop. So the fact that we had a better production that hold a little bit the evolution because of the high temperature, if you know what I mean. In 17, it was very, very fast because the ripening, because the crop was very, very small. So in 2020, it was quite dry in general and hot overall, but the challenge was to preserve the freshness, the fruit. So the vineyard management really was key in terms of promote a little bit the vigor of the plant, no leaf plucking, irrigate a little bit more during the heat peaks in summer, in January, February. And also, of course, harvesting a little bit earlier than normal vintage in order to preserve the acidity, the color. So overall, when we try the wines, you'll see that the alcohols are pretty moderate. You won't see, let's say, overripe flavors, but of course you will see wines with some power and concentration that is normal in a warmer vintage. But I think the old vines and the good terroirs always show and show well. I mean, show why they are good terroirs in difficult years, especially if it's a bit if it's warmer. The old vineyards, they're more adapted, they have deeper roots, and you can see very, very easily the behavior of a young vine is totally different. The alcohol sugar goes high very quickly in the young vines. You have moderate hydration. In the old vineyards, the performance is quite different. This is why in the iconic wines in 2020, if you pick reasonably early and you irrigate properly, you have wines that are very interesting.
It is a vintage that young vines will suffer more. And Francisco, you just said they tend to produce a little higher alcohol, right, as well?
In general, they accumulate faster and they have they suffer a bit more, and the physiology of the plant is a little bit less stable. Let's say the old vines is like old people. The old people is more experienced when, I don't know, when things go rough, you sort of know how to deal with it. While when you're younger, you tend to react and more faster and
overreact.
Pretty much like that. It looks, it seems like a joke, but it's really a bit like that.
How about, so you said you got more irrigation in summer and harvested a little earlier, right?
The irrigation is that today it's more in-house thing. I don't know what other people is doing, but we try in January, February, during the heat peaks, when it's really, really hot, we try to add a couple of hours to the vineyard so it doesn't shut down. It doesn't really, we don't want to over irrigate, of course, but at that time the plant, the grow is stopped, and you're giving a little bit of help to the plant in order not to protect avoid dehydration in the cluster, etc. So that's like a little thing we do. And then the harvesting decision and concentration, I think overall in Chile happened was like that. But of course you have different styles depending on the wineries. Some prefer higher alcohol and more richer, riper wines. But still, overall, since was warm, like everything tend to ripe faster and concentrate. So it was a more challenging vintage in operational aspects in general, I would say.
Also, you pick earlier, right? This is a vintage that you tend to pick a lot earlier than before.
We pick quite early for us, quite early in general, probably 2 weeks before an average year, and in a cool year, maybe three, even four weeks, depending on varieties and places. But some people harvest later. But overall in Chile, I think 2020 people harvested earlier than normal historical year, I would say, in general.
And the harvest window was pretty short, right? I think you only got a few weeks to do all the harvest because of the hot weather.
Yes, but especially if you're aiming to have a fresher, elegant style, because if you're aiming to that, to have moderate alcohol, good acidity, once you lose that, you cannot recover that. It's gone, you know. When your style is richer and riper and bigger,
you don't need to worry about that.
If you pick at 14.5 or 15, it's not exactly the same, but you're not aiming to have a fresher style. So you have a little bit more room or maneuver when you aim for a bigger wines. But if you're aiming to preserve a style of more equilibrium, balance, finesse, etc., the window is quite short. It's quite tight.
Good point. Okay, let's move on to 2021, because that was quite a distinctive vintage from 2020, right?
Well, 21 overall is a bit the opposite, a cooler, fresher vintage. I think we have a little bit more rain in the winter of the 20. That is very important. When you have, we have realized now, and Tomás also can confirm that in general, in Chile, where we have good weather overall and warm summers with little rain, when you have a good winter in terms of rain, is a very good thing when the plant and the vineyard start in a better condition with a little bit more vigor, less stress, etc. If you have a dry winter, so the soils are quite dry, the plant, when they start, even if you add, because you're dripping irrigating, so it's not like it's not equivalent to a rain. So you start already with a lack of water, so to say, when it's too dry in winter. And that changed quite a lot. And then if the season is dry and hot, the plants suffer, the vineyards suffer quite a lot. If you start with a nice reserve in the soil of water, that helps a lot for the overall development of the vineyard. So in 21 we had better hydric condition, I would say, when we started from the beginning, and then overall cool, not too hot conditions in the spring. Good fruit set, good conditions for the fruit set, but then in summer wasn't that warm like other years. So it was, I would say, moderately cool for you to have an overall idea, in the coast was quite cool vintage. Of course, Aconcagua Costa is per se cold area, but yeah. In 21 we had a bit more cloudiness. September or November was a little bit cooler. Except for March, that was a bit warmer, but overall was a cool, cloudy year. So we retain very good acidity, intensity, fruit, etc. So it's a nice vintage.
As a winemaker that makes a lot of wines in Asturias and also your own project, do you see other, apart from Aconcagua, maybe a Quebrada Seca? They have the potential for Pinot and Chard, and also Traigen.
I would say more for Chardonnay than Pinot for me. Mm. In Quebrada Seca and Limarí. I like a lot what they do. The Chardonnays I find very interesting. So I think Limarí is a very attractive place. And then Mayeco, more people is moving south, little projects, and more people is producing. But the small.
Besides that,
this is where you can find probably the most appealing or more personality. I like Limarí a lot, and
Aconcagua Coast, and also the south. Mayeco. How about Bilbio? Have you felt anything interesting from Bilbio, like for Pinot or Chardonnay? Any possibility?
Probably. I have tried a few, but they haven't exploded much or promoted much. What I find very appealing and interesting from Bilbio is Malbec. Malbec from Bilbio are beautiful, beautiful wines. From all vines that you can find still, beautiful thing. Chardonnay, they haven't produced much, nor Pinot, less. And some areas in farther south, you can find Pinot Noir now in Rio Bueno, which is near Osorno, like 800 kilometers south, farther south than when I am, where I am. So I see a potential for Pinot and Chardonnay really in the south. Less radiation, more rain, longer ripening. You have to find the right soil though, and the right place, because where we are not that far from the coast. So we don't have a lot of frost. This year we had frost. But usually we don't have a lot of frost problem, but a lot of.
How far is it? How far are you from
Santiago?
From the coast? No, from the coast.
From the coast, like 55 kilometers.
Okay, that's near.
Yeah, but if you move towards the road, the main road towards the central part, it becomes very cold and very frosty, let's say, a lot of frost risk. We have some frost problem, but not every year, and we don't lose all the crop. Sometimes the Chardonnay that the bud break happen early, we can get affected, but some growers, some producers that have planted in areas that are too cold, they suffer quite a lot with the frost.
So you said this year in 2022 you had some frost, and how much crop did you lose?
We lose more than like 50% of the production.
Okay, 50%. 50. Wow. That's a half of the. Sad.
No, that's why we won't be able to grow. Commercially, because commercially we have big demand, but we got affected with the frost.
Because you don't need to do that. You're a boutique winery, boutique project, making more intellectual wines, not just for
volume. It's not volume.
The volume, not for about volume there. Fine. Thank you so much for the input.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Take Have a good care. Night.
You too.
Take care.
Bye bye. Good
day. Bye bye.
Good to see you.
Ciao.
Thank you.